This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I knew Trump had something 2+ years ago when the elites were in conniption fits of hatred against him. And they really did everything they could to stop him, and it blew up in their face. They have collapsed. They are discredited. But they do have some cards still up their sleeves, and we've got to really be watching for them to try to throw sand in our eyes. Now, there's a story up on drudgereport.com on the left-hand side. U.S. elites buying New Zealand redoubts to escape crack-up of civilization. Very, very important article. Now, again, we've harped on this quite a bit, but I'm glad that the press is starting to pick up on this more, because the fact that they have been exiting the last 6, 7, 8 years so quickly, to not just New Zealand, but the Cook Islands, to Hawaii, they're not doing this because they don't want to be in the center of things. The elites want to be in Paris. They want to be in Rome. They want to be in London. They want to be in New York. They want to be in L.A., where it's happening. They're doing it because there's a very, very good chance that we could see substantive societal breakdown. And, again, I don't say that to be a fearmonger. I have 3 children. Most historians, most military analysts said we were getting very close to nuclear war with Russia. Isn't it a sigh of relief now that threat has subsided a little bit? Well, the elite aren't slowing down their exodus. And this article breaks it down. Wealthy Americans fear impending civil war in the homeland. Wealthy Americans are preparing for possible U.S. collapse or revolt by the poor and buying properties in New Zealand, the New Yorker magazine reported. According to writer Evan Osnos, I love how we learned about it from the New Yorker now. I told you 8 years ago that elites were moving to New Zealand to get away from of a collapse. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. It means they're being told things in their elite circle that make them think this. That's why that's important. According to the report, preppers from Silicon Valley, like Zuckerberg, and New York are getting ready for the crack-up of civilization while they fund Black Lives Matter, all the major Fortune 100, while they fund the communist groups, while they fund the groups that went out and beat up Trump supporters. I was there. It's so outrageous. They are funding civil unrest in Ukraine, in the Middle East, in Europe. The videos pour in every day of people in Sweden, women being gang raped by Muslims, or in Spain. A woman was wearing a bracelet that just said Spain on it, and a bunch of men beat her half to death. And then the local socialist member of the local town council went on TV and said, this woman is a monster and a pig. You can go read the quotes. She deserves it. But whether you love her or hate her, since when is it okay for the left to beat up women? I mean, I witnessed it where bleeding women were walking by me on the street. They kept telling me we're being attacked by Black Lives Matter. And I went down there and it was like 90% white women and little weird white guys. And then a few whacked out black guys beating people up, screaming you're an effing white male as they beat up Hispanic and Asian women particularly, because they flip out. They get triggered by somebody that has any color on their skin going to a Trump rally. I mean, how would a black New York Times reporter get in? They were so dumbed down that even attacked people like that, reporters trying to get in, or people going, hey, I'm going to work. See, I got a badge. No, you're not going to work. This is the craziness of these people. So that report breaks it all down that they are really hightailing it. They want to have places where they're safe. when they organize the Civil War if they need to. Here's the deal. We know you're behind it, so don't think you're going to get away with this and that you won't be touched, whether it's in Kauai or New Zealand. Understand that, Zuckerberg, and the rest of you.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
You can say what you want about President Donald Trump, but he is certainly overthrowing the world order globalist system that had been established, pulling us out of TPP day one, moving to secure the borders, more and more saying he's not going to only talk to mainstream media, the stock market exploding, a lot of positive things. Now, will the new order be perfect? There's no way that's going to happen. But undoubtedly, the liberty-based, libertarian, free market, Von Mises, Ron Paul movement of the last 30 years that was such a tiny voice 30-something years ago is now huge. It's got to feel good for former congressman and, of course, medical doctor Ron Paul, fellow Texan, to see his son in the Senate leading the fight for sovereignty and anti-war and to audit the Fed and to see the anti-globalist movement being so popular, not just here, but around the world. I tell you, the worm has turned. I'm not saying we're in some utopia. There's still huge fights ahead. And I want to talk about what he's most concerned about. But I've seen Ron Paul on TV, and I thought, man, that guy looks younger. And he's joining us via HD video, and I'm like, man, you look 10 years younger. What's going on? He said, well, look, it's great not flying back and forth to Congress. That's what's great. So it is wonderful, former Congressman Paul, to join us. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, where should we start today?
Well, there's so many places. Government keeps growing. That bothers me. I started out a long time ago in the 70s worrying about too much spending, too much debt, and the government's too big, and supported a lot of people along the way, and there have been a lot of promises, and generally I've been disappointed. You know, the Reagan years were the time when I was most optimistic, and yet by the end of 8 years, I was pretty disappointed. The spending continued. Our presence around the world got bigger. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed on what's going to happen with this administration, because I still hear mixed signals, you know, about what's going to happen. I worry a little bit about the connection that the new administration has with Goldman Sachs. It used to be we were worried about Goldman Sachs, but it looks like now they've gotten inside the White House, and there's something to be concerned about, and we don't know. We have to believe that Trump will continue to do what he said he wants to do, but when some of these individuals, you know, get into the Treasury and they say, hey, you know, I don't know about this audit of the Fed business, that might not be a good idea. So we need, Alex, to remain vigilant and be careful and call things as we see them.
Dr. Paul, I absolutely agree with you 100%, but if you look at Bannon, who was former Goldman Sachs, he's anti-globalist, pro-America, and they're delivering. If you look at the other fellow, I mean, he's been anti-NAFTA and GATT. I mean, can't we say, though, that Trump is really trying to deliver on a lot of promises, pulling us out of TPP day one, you know, signaling that we're going to try to cut our corporate tax so we can be competitive?
Yeah, I think he's changing the whole nature of the international order. But I don't think we're going to have a less presence. When you hear him talk about going any place, every place, and we have to totally eradicate, you know, an ideological movement, which is radical Islam, you know, that's sort of like taking on communism, which was an ideological issue that we defeated without a war and without bombing anybody, and they were vicious and mean and nasty. So, yes, it's a mixed bag, but I think what you're talking about is good, because the conventional international order, you know, he doesn't not seem to fit in. I think he wants to control it. But there was a time, you know, during the campaign, you and I talked about NATO, and we, you know, we don't ever get too excited about NATO and going to war for NATO, and he said some great things about that. But let's wait and see what happens, because some of his appointees sort of like NATO and have indicated that we'll go along with what they do. And as long as they follow our policy, and that's good for us to look at it that way. But that also is a red flag for other countries. But you know what I am. I'm a non-interventionist. I don't like entangling alliances. I don't want to have anything to do with NATO, United Nations. I think that's, you know, all a danger to us, and that's what I've been fighting for. So I watch carefully of the individuals who have been living under those conditions. The military people certainly have been mixed in with that a lot, too. So, and there's no indication that the military-industrial complex is going to have less influence. I'm worried about that, because they won't look at the difference between military spending and defense spending. They still talk about defense. Defense spending. I don't want to cut a penny out of defense, but I do want to slash military spending, because it's nothing more than getting us into mischief around the world and incentivizing these people to be come and get us. And as long as we do that, we're going to have a problem. So I want a stronger defense by having a changed foreign policy, and also to separate the two between military and also, you know, defense. And I think Trump does say some things about, you know, cracking down on some of the waste and fraud. But I also think it's very important to know what our policies are. Are we truly the policemen of the world? And, of course, I think that's a dangerous position.
Well, he did just put a federal hiring freeze in. He did just announce all these regulations that are designed so companies can't operate are gone. And I did love one big thing he did. When he announced we're pulling out of TPP, he didn't reserve it and say he's going to, you know, oversee it with Congress and renegotiate it. He said it's unconstitutional. They had no authority to negotiate it. The president didn't. It's just dead. I mean, right there, he handed power back to Congress, back to the states, back to the people. He didn't say, oh, I'm going to renegotiate it. That's a big sign. I mean, Ron Paul, isn't it exciting? I know you're not just a cheerleader for Trump. I'm just super excited because here he is saying Americanism, not globalism. It's we the people that have the power. We're going to give the power back to you. You are what is important. We have a bunch of elites up here that are arrogant. Calling the media out for being fake. You've exposed that as well. I mean, they just do outrageous stuff. Major media said that I got arrested at the Trump rally and thrown out. No, they had communists attacking me. The police protected me. I mean, the NSM has only seemed to double down in their deception.
Well, I think you're right about the TPP. I'm delighted. I don't want to get anywhere close to that. We need to get rid of the WTO and the UN and all that other business. But, the freeze on employees of the government has been very limited because he did not put that into the military. That's not going to be expanded. So they're going to cut Social Security, which was a proposal of the OMB director, the new one, and they're going to spend more money on the military and not on national defense. So I think there's some significance there because they don't ever talk about, there are for every 100 people we have in the military, we have 60 civilians in there. They're involved. And it's our civilians that go overseas and fight these wars. And they're the contractor. They're the Halliburtons. They're the ones that are in on the gravy train. And they're not even counted, and they're not even counted as employees. But it still costs a lot of money. So if you've been in the military and you're a grunt, and then you finally go and join Halliburton, then you get over and send it to these areas where we're still fighting. We're in 7 countries right now. So, and that's what I hope. If in a year from now, if we're in a lot less than 7 countries, then I'm going to say, great, move on. But right now, I'm watching carefully because I think it's really, really hard. They use it as an example, turning around an aircraft carrier. It's very, very difficult. And the momentum of the military-industrial complex and the influence of Goldman Sachs is so great that it's going to be very, very hard.
Sure, but he did pass.
We have hints from Trump.
Sure, but he did pass a big test when he de-escalated with Russia, says we shouldn't be massing troops on their border. Because that's totally illegitimate. The problem is Hillary and Obama and Kerry, they've been caught in the memos, the WikiLeaks. Kerry's been caught on tape helping create ISIS out of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Saudi Arabia. They have a deal with them to expand Islamic Jihad, Wahhabism worldwide. So I agree with you in your op-ed where you said, is Trump being consistent, being anti-war? But it's not war if we're cleaning up a mess that our own country created with Al-Qaeda pouring into Europe, creating a bigger crisis. I mean, isn't it just to go in there and kick them out of Syria or at least let the Russians do it?
Not from my viewpoint. This is where we can disagree because I say just come home. We've created it and being there is just going to escalate. And this whole thing, I think, and I praise Trump when I think he does right, especially with Russia. Why are these people wanting the neocons to stir up a fight with Russia? But why do we have to stir up a fight with China and say, well, you build a little island out there and it's a mile long and we're not going to let you do this. And that's just a threat. And I think this protectionism and threatening China and shifting gears, isn't it? You treat them all the same way. I just think that...
Well, China's been threatening to attack the U.S. Sure. But, I mean, China's been... Here's the thing. We have agreements with China, and this is the old global order. It's falling apart. But the reason Trump's making his point is the old global order, the globalist setup, was already falling apart. China had the deal for exclusive rare earth minerals and manufacturing. We were going to let them dominate that. We would dominate military. They broke that deal. I disagree, as you do, with the whole deal they've had, since Nixon. So what do we put in place of that? I don't want world order. I don't want a world government. But how do we not let the normal evil forces come in then and take advantage of the chaos?
But the people that are dealing with it, there's a mess over in Ukraine and we participated, we precipitated it. Just get out of there and let the local people support this out. But this whole idea about China and worrying about China attacking, and I say, they have one aircraft carrier, and we spend so much, we spend more money than the next 10 countries together. And yet we're still, you're right in criticizing this preparation for war against Russia and Trump wants to settle that down. That's very good. But why transfer it? That's Kissinger's position. Keep the Chinese fighting with the Russians and separate the two, because we don't want them to be allies. So now our position is to go after the Chinese. You know, I was in high school when the Chinese were fighting and killing people, including one of my teachers who was over to Korea. And it's so much different now. I think we should trade. There's never been any interruption in the South China Sea with.
Well, I agree. I don't want war with sir. I don't want war. I don't want war with China at all. I don't like them. I don't like them buying up Hollywood and trying to control what we do here. Let me bring this up though, because it deals with the press and attacks on freedom. There's a big call for Trump to move to repeal the law that Obama signed, federalizing media, putting the CIA over it. This Truth Department at the State Department. There's also all 50 state attorney generals have asked him to not let Homeland Security federalize elections. You're a constitutionalist. You're more of an expert than probably any of us on this. I mean, isn't it already super unconstitutional to have the federal government over the media, A? And then B, what about this whole thing where they're calling for Homeland Security, well, they've done it, to federalize elections?
Yeah, and that's why I fear, you know, that we're militarizing Department of Homeland Security. I think they, and you know darn well what I thought of Homeland Security after 9/11. I voted adamantly opposed to the Department of Homeland Security. Now it's bigger than ever. So, and the CIA, if you're a strict constitutionalist, you allow the gathering of intelligence, but you don't allow the cloak and dagger stuff, where the CIA works with these special forces and goes around the world. And believe me, that is going to accelerate, because we're going to go anywhere, every place that there's a suspect, not where we've proven anything, but he suspected that he could commit terrorism, that we're going to go after him. I say, just get out of
this. Well, I can tell you, you're...
I mean, this is how you create the hatred toward us, is by, people have to understand what blowback really is. And I'm a strong believer in blowback. There is a reaction, and it incites people who are already borderline in their thinking. So why do that? It's like poking at rattlesnakes and jumping into the snake
show. Sure. Well, UN President UN President Trump agreed back in 2003, and I was anti-war, as you know. You were coming on at the time, pointing out why it was wrong to go into Iraq. They'd been our ally previous, and they were secular. I mean, one of the better regimes in the area. Certainly not our business.
Right.
So Trump was right about that. You were right about that. His point is, we've got to get this Saudi Arabian expansion under control, or it will be an ongoing war and cause crisis. He wants to actually stamp it out, not go in and stir it up. He wants to kick it out of the West. And I do think that Trump is going to be militaristic and basically no limit when it comes to taking out the Islamic Jihad.
Well, cross your fingers on that one, I'll tell you. I don't think it has anything to do with national defense. I think that has to do with ego. And I think the sooner we realize that, the better off we're going to be. And we have to understand what the reason is. And Saudi Arabia, I mean, there's people, even the Secretary of State now, is somewhat sympathetic to the Saudis. And the Saudis are the ones that we, you know, deal with. Our CIA deals with them. And they radicalize the Muslims to help defeat the Soviet system in Afghanistan. And then as time went on, they turned on us.
No, I get it.
So
it's a blowback.
I think we should stay out of that. Yeah, we have to realize that is very, very dangerous. There's a lot of problems in the world, and
you're a long-term thinker, and I respect that. You're a long-term thinker. Speaking of media attacks, you have been called basically a Russian agent. I have been called one. Trump has been called one. All these fake revelations have come out. None of them are true. It's totally made up, and that's how they passed that law to, quote, try to control U.S. media, is because, quote, the Russians are so powerful. They even claim now that Drain the Swamp and Crooked Hillary came from Putin with no evidence. What do you make of this? I mean, this is like McCarthy on PCP.
Yeah, it was the word I was thinking about as you were saying that. It's McCarthyism. You know, they try to destroy people who come up with a messenger. You know, somebody called in when my name was in that list, and they were a little bit worried about it. And my staff said, no, that's good news. That's good news. We're on the right side, you know, of them attacking us because they want to destroy us because they're afraid of the truth. You know, we're telling the truth, and they have to close you down by demagoguing and lying about us. So I think there are healthy things. Right now, I think the best thing, and Trump's done a good job on this, is debunking, you know, so much of the media. There's so little trust in the government. That's why Trump won, and rightfully so. I think 70-80% of the American people don't even believe what government tells us, but they don't believe the major medias anymore. So I don't think we have to lecture them and say, oh, don't believe what the major media is saying. They don't believe it anyway, but we still have a long way to convince people of what the alternative should be. And, of course, I try to be as precise as I can and as balanced as I can because I know it's against the rules if you identify as a Republican congressman that if a Democrat president does something halfway decent, you compliment on. I happen to think it's a great idea that we can talk to the Cubans. And if that is canceled, I think that's a step backwards to the dark ages. You know, I was drafted during the Cuban Missile Crisis, and the longer we sanctioned Cubans and we pestered them like that, the longer Castro stayed in power. So it's time to get a life.
Well, no, your logic has been your logic has been proven right, and President Trump's called you super smart. So I hope he'll confer with you and get some of your advice. Get some of your advice on this. In the few minutes we've got left, I want to speak about the nature of the division in this country. I went out to the so-called female march against Trump on Saturday in D.C. We let them have their march and didn't attack them. They attacked anybody trying to go into the Trump inauguration. The media has been caught lying about the numbers. It's just incredible. And I see the division. I was screamed at over 300 times that I was an effing white male by mainly white women. The Democratic Party has been turned so racist and so mind controlled. I'm really worried about civil insurrection in this country. There's a big article out today in New Yorker magazine about that the elites are actually leaving the U.S. So I've been positive so far, but I just hope that Trump can unify the country. We can come together. As he said, don't conquer the world, you know, with military, but have America be a shining city on the hill that our ideas are what, you know, basically spreads across the world. So do you have concerns about Soros and others that admit they're trying to fund civil war in America?
Well, I think it's not so much that people are sitting there and working on it, which I'm sure there are some that do that, but I think policies that we have designed, you know, incrementally over the last 100 years, have worked us into this position because it's a failed system. Just as Mises lectured many, many years before communism failed, he explained why socialism always fails and communism would fail and we didn't have to have a fight and a war with them. So, but the same rules apply to Keynesianism, interventionism, Federal Reserve inflationism, militarism. It fails. All empires end and we're the empire and it's going to end. It's going to be for economic reasons. It's not because the Russians are coming, and it's not going to be because the Chinese are coming, and the Iranians aren't going to get us, and we're going to fail because we're working with a failed system, especially in this century. In the last 17 years, it's been a disaster, and Trump was able to recognize this and go to the people who have suffered the most. But this is a monetary problem. This is a spending problem. This is a foreign policy problem, and that is what's going to bring us down. It's going to be financial, and it's going to be associated with horrendous increases in spending and also inflation. And yet we still have a policy where they deliberately try to
how long do you think Trump has to try to reverse that, because we're so far down the road? I know he's making hundreds of calls a day to get jobs back. He does want to cut taxes. Yeah. He also wants to cut spending. I mean, what needs to be done to right the ship?
Well, I'll tell you what, he has a short amount of time, and I think he's sincerely trying, and when he talks about taxes and regulation, I think he's doing a great job. But the whole thing is, let's say there are some dire predictions that, you know, next year, or say a year, 18 months, we have something arriving worse than 2008 and 2009. The downturn is much worse. And they'll say, ah, it's all Trump's fault, it's all Trump's fault. No, it wasn't. 08 and 09 wasn't Obama's fault. It was the fault of the Federal Reserve. It was the fault of the Keynesian economic model, the spending too much, the deficit. So, unfortunately, there's nothing he can do. Trump can't do it. He can help, you know, by some of these policies. But you can't avoid the correction. The correction is locked in place because the deficits are there, the malinvestment, everybody agrees,
right.
Interest rates have been too low too long.
And that's why
so
he's racing.
The only thing he can do is allow the recession to come and get it over with, liquidate the debt. Politically, nobody wants that, so you're going to see runaway inflation before you see this country wake up.
Dr. Ron Paul, thank you so much. We salute you. RonPaulLibertyReport.com. Thank you,
sir.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run.
I'm going to have comments when I come back on this.
GCN,
this is a huge interview. Very important, folks. Stay with us. Paul Watson coming up as well. Thank you, Dr. Paul.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready. With Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you like to gamble, I'll tell you how you land. You win some, lose some, but you'll return to me. The pleasure is to blame. Ain't no judge is what you say.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Paul Watson is about to take over for the balance of the transmission. I'm working on some really, really big stories and a lot of things we're getting ready to launch. And so I've got to take care of some of that. But I will be obviously back tonight on the Nightly News and more and back tomorrow. But it's great to have Paul Watson step in. He doesn't fill in. He steps in and does a great job. He is a titan now of resistance against the globalists. And it's so good to see him grow and get stronger and stronger. I hope to someday soon see a lot of people on the scene that are doing a better job than I do, because I want to defeat the globalist. And I'm here putting out the information, the intelligence, the facts that will beat them. Now, this is an addendum to Ron Paul that was just on with us. He has a very moral view of the world, and he does it from a purist perspective. The problem is there's a globalist program to turn radical Islam loose worldwide, to basically take over the West, allied with the left, so that we have to adopt speech control or the, quote, Muslims will kill us. That's the plan. Go take out the radical Islamist enemies, put them in place, let them enter Europe, enter Africa, enter Asia and take over. Use them to attack Russia. They have to be dealt with. They've been turned loose. I've been anti-war because I knew it was part of a plan to stir the pot up. I could read the white papers written by the Project for New American Century, bipartisan neocons. I understand their plan. So I see Paul's perspective, and I'm not saying he's wrong in his purist position. But the globalists are going to go to China and others and build them up to go after us, and they're going to start provocations unless we're so strong there's nothing they can do, and they're totally dominated by the sheer will of our economy, the strength of our defense, and the power of our culture. And Trump's the man to deliver that and give us the new American millennium, not the new American century. Now, that's the plan. It's moral, it's strong, it's extremely virile and male, and it's total Americana. This is what John Wayne was an image of. John Wayne wasn't. John Wayne's a great guy, but this is the real deal. And Trump is the real deal. You heard Paul earlier say, and he normally doesn't have compliments for people in power. He said, no, he's doing a great job trying to stop the country collapsing. No, he's doing the right thing. No, we're in a death spiral. We're in a meltdown crisis, and he doesn't think Trump can even save us. That's why Trump is on the phone. He doesn't even go on TV and tell you what he's doing. He knows it's something about holding back the fact that he's really working so hard and just not even telling you and just letting you see the results. Hundreds of phone calls, dozens of meetings a day with business leaders saying it's all going to collapse if you don't start hiring people and paying them good and not ripping them off. Globalism is about making people poor and controlling them. This is a bunch of bull. And now it's all going to collapse, and then your money's not going to be worth anything, even though you'll have trillions of it, because the people are all going to want to kill you. And that's why all the globalists are running to the hills right now. That's in the news today. It's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. U.S. elites buying New Zealand redoubts to escape crack up of civilization. How long have you heard that? Now it's in the New Yorker magazine. Now it's in the New York Times. And I'm going to say something right now. I have mixed feelings about this, and I'm going to ask Paul Watson about this in a moment when I hand the baton to him. I want a D.C. bureau so we can have whistleblowers, on-the-street stuff, cover demonstrations, do interviews in our own studios. I don't so much care about sitting there asking questions of Spicer, even though that would get InfoWars in the news and get good questions in there. I haven't even asked yet for press credentials, and I know if we ask, we've been told we're going to get them. In fact, it's even been mentioned. Hey, how about Paul Watson as the White House correspondent? Little Bird said that. Little Bird. Anyways, so it's a good nickname. Let me have the code name around here for the Little Bird. And Baby Parakeet, that's even better. A Baby Parakeet said that. So in this whole Twilight Zone situation, we don't need to be in Washington to like be big wigs and all this. I can't stand it. But it's still seeing Trump, and I know he knows what he's doing. He's trying to get the New York Times and ABC to stop it. But they're owned by globalists that are at war with you, sir. They're not going to quit. So he gives the first big exclusive to ABC that's out to get him. Okay, maybe it's going to be a somewhat fair interview. Look at CNN. Spicer keeps going to CNN so they can go, maybe he didn't even win. Maybe he's not even president. Talk about fake news. These are the people that just a few days ago are still saying that Trump had almost no one at his rally, no one at his inauguration, total lie, or that the bust of Martin Luther was thrown out the window. I mean, I would have said, hey, you don't get a question. You're fake news, just like Trump did. Follow the boss's lead, Spicer. And Spicer's great, okay? I know you're a nice guy, Spicer, and I think you're doing a good job, okay? Since you've actually been in there, I'm impressed. I didn't like some of the softball stuff earlier. But just stop being so nice to these people. You're not going to get CNN on your side. You're not going to get MSNBC on your side. Do you understand that? It's crazy. So before I go to Paul and get his take on this and then I eject onto my next mission, we need your financial support now than ever. We'll put a bureau in New York, one in London, one in L.A. to cover what the enemy's doing, to dominate coverage. And we'll have a bigger effect and more reporters here. If people buy the products. I mean, we've got great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, open-pollinated, incredible nutraceuticals, incredible nanotech body armor that we're the exclusive. Only the Defense Department and state police have this. We've just been given the exclusive because the patriots know we're patriots. It's all available, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on DNA Force. It's now back in stock. Find out why it's so special. Get the products today. Get the Combat One. We're the exclusive distributor of the Department of Defense wide system that's been adopted. 12 years of research. As colloidal silver is one of the only other alternatives out there when stuff stops working, this is a new system that knocks it all out. Go read. This is unbelievable. Combat wipes, cleanup systems. It's got the wipes. It's got the gels. It's got the just all of it. The full family of Combat One, exclusively available for InfoWars listeners. And we just started selling it. It is very affordable. There are no reviews yet. But we have the backpacks. We have all of it. A lot of new products. Your purchases there make everything we do possible. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stress to you enough how important it is in this war to have money. Because, again, I'm a big national syndicated talk show host, and most guys would just have webmasters, some people, do regular radio advertising, and I could live in a mansion and have a jet airplane. I don't want to live in a mansion or have a jet airplane, okay? I'm not saying you're bad if you do. The point is that's what the other five or six big rich talk show hosts, there's only a few other peers I've got, and my show's bigger than all of them now. It's just a fact. I'm not bragging. It's a fact. We're the biggest thing there is. Let me give you the newsflash. We're getting up there in terrestrial radio, 250-plus affiliates, and I mean big ones. And but on the Internet, total domination. But I take the money that we get and that we generate, because we don't get big corporate sponsors. We have to direct sell to you, and I take it, I put it back into the fight. Doesn't mean I don't have a car that runs good, made in America. Doesn't mean I don't live in a house, you know, so I got, you know, four kids or whatever so they can be comfortable. The point is, three kids, the point is, it's a joke about myself, is that you're investing in the absolute annihilation of the globalist and bringing in a new system. You heard Paul say, I don't think Trump's really getting rid of American influence. He's just getting rid of who controls it. And that's right. The truth is, this is America, America first. And Trump's really grabbing the whole power structure we paid for that they hijacked back to America, where we really will dominate. But hopefully through ideas and being good people and then not having to pay for it as he hands it back to Japan and Europe. And then they handle their own defense. And then they don't start telling us that they're the boss. Because that's what's happened. The globalists are now dictating to us. They were planning on absorbing us, the system we built. No, no, no. That's not happening. There's going to be a new negotiation about this whole thing. And that's why they're so upset. This is legendary, what's happening. It's a counter coup within their coup against us. And you heard Paul say he's doing a great job. We got to get behind him on this because he's trying to save us on the economy. And that's all that matters is the economy at the end of the day, Paul said, because that's how they control us. Ron Paul is taking a lot of steps towards Trump right now. That's a big deal. That shows you how real Trump is, even though Trump drug his son through the mud. But Rand started it, and I love Rand. Last time Rand was on, he called to be on the show. And again, people think, oh, getting one of these guys on the show is that big a deal. No, it's the stories. It's the analysis. It's what we're doing. But going back to Paul, it is irritating, though, that I haven't asked for another interview with Trump. Not even just the last time. I didn't even bring it up last time I talked to him. But just to see them being nice to CNN, nice to ABC, nice to the New York Times, These guys might write one decent story, but then 100 other lies. They just get more and worse and worse. So his instinct to call them fake news and ignore them is the way to go, not to work with them. We'll see what happens, but Drudge is reporting on this ABC News thing where they're claiming there's total copyright. Well, there is no copyright on news if we're analyzing it and covering it. So they're clearly trying to set up a fight, too, with new media to claim we can't analyze their propaganda. Well, guess what? I'm going to call them on that. I'll tell them fill their hand. We're going to play parts of it, and we're going to analyze it, and we're going to talk about it. So this just gets crazier and crazier. Paul, tell me what you think about that, and then take over.
Well, thanks, Alex. Yeah, it's a subject that I'm going to hit on today throughout the rest of the hour and a quarter we've got left, which is this phenomenon that keeps happening every single day. The fake news media lecturing us like we're the fake news. When they keep coming up with these absolutely insane, ridiculous things, P-gate, you know, the entire WikiLeaks scandal where they were exposed as a Hillary Clinton mouthpiece, these inauguration crowds, the MLK bust, they keep getting exposed as being fake news over and over again. Yeah, every day lecturing us as if they've got the moral authority.
That's right,
you
Paul.
Don't
take
have
over.
The moral authority.
Take over, Paul. I'm out of here.
These inauguration crowds. We never really came back to this. This kind of disappeared over the last few days. In fact, there's an article which they can put up on screen now. It's called "The Highest Quality Photograph of Trump's Inauguration Yet Has Been Released." Guess what the crowd looks like? And this high-quality gigapixel image was released by none other than CNN. Of course, after CNN and all these other news outlets had banged on for days about how there was virtually nobody at Trump's inauguration, showing images from hours before the inauguration even took place, deliberately lying to their viewers. Yeah, every single day we get bashed. Oh, you're fake news. You're making this up. You made a mistake. We make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. We don't deliberately lie to our audience. There you see the gigapixel picture. There, if you just pause on that one, that was the original tweet sent out by a reporter. Got something like 55,000 retweets. This was the basis of the fake news story that they all ran with and said, look, Obama's inauguration 2009 on the left. And yes, you would expect Obama to get more anyway because most of his voters were in D.C. to begin with. But then they said, oh, look on the right. This is Trump's crowd. Hardly anyone there. And look at that. What's that, 55,000 retweets or something? That was the foundation for the fake news story. And they never even corrected themselves. I mean, Sean Spicer had to get up in front of CNN reporters and others who were still accusing him of lying when they admittedly lied about this. And they were also saying, oh, but surely Reagan had more viewers overall, if you included everything, if you included television, people physically in attendance, the internet. Surely Reagan had more. And Spicer was like, what on earth are you talking about? The internet didn't exist in 1981. Of course Donald Trump had more viewers of his inauguration than Ronald Reagan did in 1981, if you include television, the internet, global broadcasts, tablets, phones, everything. And yet this fake news reporter still kept on saying, oh, but surely Ronald Reagan got 41 million. Surely he got more. It's like, no, the internet didn't exist in 1981. So again, they engage in the most brazen, outrageous fake news lies over and over again. And then they get up every single day and lecture us about being fake news. And I'll give you another example of that. You had a comedian, Stephen Spinola, who back on January 20th sent out a tweet that said, quote, Baron Trump looks like a very handsome date rapist to be. That was his joke about a 10-year-old kid, okay? Now, I'm all for offensive free speech. I don't think that's particularly funny, but I'm also for taking responsibility for it. So, of course, if he sends out a sick joke about a 10-year-old kid, and I mean, let's be honest, kids should be completely off limits anyway. If he sends out a joke about a 10-year-old child being a date rapist, then he's going to get some heat, right? But not only that, he followed it up with this tweet. He said, I don't want my mom to get raped, but if she does, I hope it's by Baron Trump. Small PP would be painless and we'd win lots of money in court. Okay, this is a left-wing comedian. he followed that up. Oh, he went further by basically ridiculing Terry Schiavo, who was a brain damaged woman who died. She had a feeding tube removed about, what was it, 12 years ago now? So, yeah, not enough to ridicule a 10-year-old boy and say he's a date rapist to be. No, let's also ridicule a brain-damaged woman that died 12 years ago. That's how classy the left is. But okay, it's free speech. It's offensive, whatever. I'm for offensive free speech, okay? But then Business Insider, after I wrote an article on this, 3 days after he had tweeted it out and it had already been circulating on the internet, this Business Insider individual called Oliver Darcy came out with this article. Inaccurate InfoWars report leads to 100,000 to sign petition for Comedy Central to fire comedian it doesn't employ. Okay, so the bigger problem was not a comedian calling a 10-year-old child a date rapist to be, saying that this child raped his mother, saying that a brain-damaged woman, ridiculing a brain-damaged woman who died 12 years ago. No. That's all okay. I'm bad because I used the word Comedy Central writer rather than Comedy Central contributor. In his own bio, Spinola said he was a Comedy Central contributor. So, obviously, if you contribute something, then you're writing it. It's comedy. So, again, the biggest scandal is me for saying that he was a Comedy Central writer when I should have said he was a Comedy Central contributor. I'm bad, but he's the victim. The guy who joked about a child raping somebody, he's the victim. He got mean tweets because of it. Well, boo-hoo. Again, this is Business Insider, a news outlet that was exposed in the WikiLeaks as being a mouthpiece for Hillary Clinton, and they're lecturing me about fake news. We'll be back after the break to talk more about it on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
So a left-wing comedian, Stephen Spinola, jokes about a 10-year-old boy being a future rapist, jokes about him raping his mother, jokes about a brain-damaged woman who died 12 years ago. But I'm the bad guy because I used the word writer rather than contributor. That's what they're actually saying in this article. Again, it's the fake news media lecturing us about journalistic integrity when they come up with the most flagrant, damaging lies on a regular basis. I read out the tweets before the break. Again, this is what he got in hot water for. And yes, I support his right to tell these jokes. I don't want to see him censored. If somebody wants to hire him, that's completely their decision. But, newsflash, if you say controversial, shocking things on the internet, you get blowback. So again, this comedian, Spinola, was out within hours whining about violent threats towards him on Twitter. Well, join the club, Stephen. It's called being a public figure. He probably didn't know about that before because he probably had, like, a pathetic amount of Twitter followers. But if you say contentious things on the internet, you will get idiot extremists on both the left and the right sending you violent threats. I post them every single day. I get them myself every single day. But again, there's always this narrative, and it arose out of Gamergate originally, that the only people who get death threats are left-wingers. Well, no. Actually, the right denounces its fringe violent extremists, the left doesn't. That's the problem. That's why we had all these riots over the weekend. That's why people are being spat on, punched. That's why people's hair is being set on fire. Because you don't denounce your left-wing violent fringe extremists. You legitimize it. So basically this comedian was out whining within hours that he was getting all these threats. Business Insider comes out with this article blaming me for 100,000 people signing a petition, even though I wrote about the tweets 3 days after he made them, after other news outlets had already picked up on the story, after these tweets had circulated on forums. But no, I'm bad because I used the word writer rather than contributor when I wrote this headline. I'm bad. I'm the bad guy. The guy who talks about a 10-year-old boy being a future rapist, he's the victim. Okay, great. And this guy, this Oliver Darcy, actually contacted me on Twitter afterwards after I called him out because they think they can just attack you publicly and you're just going to lie back and take it and not say anything about it. Well, I do. And when you actually confront people on Twitter, they just panic and freak out because people are disagreeing with them and they're getting some hate. Yeah, join the club. It's called being a public figure. So he contacts me on Twitter. And he's like, oh, I don't want to engage with you on Twitter. I'm not a leftist, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, if you don't want to engage with me on Twitter, don't tweet at me. Don't write stories about my headlines where, God forbid, I get a word wrong. This was his tweet. The truth matters. Facts matter. Maybe not to you, but these things do matter. Really. They didn't seem to matter too much when your own Business Insider journalists were whoring themselves out for Hillary Clinton, did they? And I posted the articles up there today. Here's one. WikiLeaks former Business Insider writer Colin Campbell acted as a Clinton propagandist. So you've got this Business Insider editor lecturing me about journalistic integrity when one of his own writers and others were exposed in the WikiLeaks emails as being actual mouthpiece prostitutes for Hillary Clinton. Yet they have the nerve to lecture me about fake news. And when you confront them about it on Twitter, they completely freak out and say, oh, I don't want to have a discussion with you. Well, we're going to have that discussion, and you're going to be exposed. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.